It's time to get real with Mike Murphy. Take off the blinders and wake up to what is going on in the world. Mike is sharing unfiltered truth so you, the listener, can make your own decisions and cut through the noise of what mainstream media is saying. Mike is bringing you real news, real problems, real solutions, and real hope. Question everything. Open your mind, own your power, and get real now with Mike Murphy.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Get Real Radio News Hour. And I'm your host, Mike Murphy. I'm super excited about today. One, I'm only going to cover about 10, 15 minutes of yesterday's news stories that we covered. Some big breaking news that continues to happen. I wake up every morning just shocked at what's going on in this country and in this world. And then we have a really special guest, Dr. Robert Young. I co-authored a great book called The pH Miracle, which I've read a number of times and really try to follow the best I can. So I'm excited to have Dr. Young on in just a little bit. I want to follow up on a story that we covered yesterday, and that's these doctors that went to Washington, D.C. from all over the country and had a news conference. And they woke up this morning, their website has been taken down, and we're going to get into censorship in a second. But I want to read this story. This was written by Christopher Zara, whoever he is. The latest salvo in the battle to control online information is a group calling itself America's Frontline Doctors, which they really are, America's Frontline Doctors, because they're working with COVID patients every day. After its video making false claims, I love this, okay? Who says it was false claims? This author, of course, about the coronavirus pandemic ricocheted across social media platforms yesterday. Tech giants, including Facebook, Twitter, Google, and others, scrambled to stop the content from further going viral. It was removed from most major platforms, even as copies continued to reappear and spread all over again, leading to the familiar game of whack-a-mole that so often ensues when undesirable content, okay, we all want to see it, we all want to watch it, we're all sharing it, but it's undesirable content that's proliferating. Come on. The video featuring what purported to be a press conference, it was a press conference, from a group of doctors contained what the platform said were violations of their policies on COVID-19 misinformation. Among the misleading or false assertions made in the video that we don't need to wear masks, and there's a lot of science behind that, it goes both ways, folks, and that the Trump-touted drug hydroxychloroquine is a cure for COVID-19. Now, remember the one doctor I told you from Houston, Texas, she's treated 350 patients with this zinc and a Z-Pak and all recovered. No matter what their other morbidities were, they all recovered. But it's not just social media platforms that struggle with how to handle misinformation during a public health crisis. Companies that power personal websites are also finding themselves on the front lines, so to speak. Up until this morning, America's Frontline Doctors had a website easily discoverable on search engines such as Google, where anyone could find the information the group's members are looking to peddle. They shut it down. I mean, these people are paying for this website. They paid to have it developed. It's just shut down because they're doctors. They're real doctors with real licenses, had a news conference in Washington, D.C. So that leads me to the question, why all this censorship? And who's doing it? Who is behind it? So now I want to talk about a speech that was given by John F. Kennedy when he was the president of the United States. It's called The President and the Press. And we'll put the link up for you guys. But he gave this on April 27th, 1961, about 2.5 years before he was murdered. And of course, he's very cordial in his introduction and thanking them all for being there. So I'm just going to read a couple excerpts. I encourage you to listen to this talk. It's very powerful. But at one point in the speech, he says, "The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, the secret oaths, and the secret proceedings." Now, I'm not going to get into it today, but we will do a show on who this secret society is and how they've infiltrated every part of the American way of life. And they're out to destroy us. And we'll get to that more in a second. JFK goes on to say, For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. And may I also add a medical mafia that we're being exposed to today. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned. No rumor is printed. No secret is revealed. It conducts the Cold War, in short, with a wartime discipline no democracy would ever hope or wish to match. You know, JFK got elected because his dad was an insider. He was an insider. And like I said yesterday, it's not an election, it's a selection. But he flipped. He was dating a girl, having an affair with a girl. She showed him a Vietnam monk who went to the town square, surrounded himself by people and cars, lit himself on fire to protest the coming Vietnam War. When JFK saw that, he switched and he went against the deep state, if you will, and he wanted to expose all this, and he paid with his life. So I'm gonna ask Olivia, our producer up there in Seattle, to now play a little video that I found called The Mask Debate.
CVS, Target, and Walgreens are getting in on the mask debate.
The mask debate now taking center stage at local restaurants.
It's 9 minutes after six now, and there's new video of a raging mask debate.
The mask debate in Georgia is getting ugly.
The great mask debate in West Virginia might soon be coming to an end.
This mask debate is far from over.
How many mask debates have you gotten into? Love to hear it.
The mask debate was taken to a whole nother level.
Bishop David Zubik tells Pittsburgh's Action News 4 he found himself in the middle of a mass debate.
We'll dive deeper into this pet store mass debate.
So we're going to begin with this thing we're calling the Great Mass Debate.
But it really, it shows, what it shows is throughout the country, when the mass debate was raging in this country, it goes from news station to news station to news station to news station. Same story, same story, same story, same story, same verbiage, same language. The media is the ones in this country that protect these secret societies and these Marxists and these Antifa that are trying to destroy us. And so right now we're going to put a link up to a flyer that was found at a Denver protest. And it talks about these people that are doing all these protests. It's not about Black Lives Matter. We talked about that yesterday. It's a Marxist overthrow of the government of the United States. And in this flyer, which we'll put a link up, it says, Republicans created slavery 400 years ago against the rule of law and must be stopped for the final time. Republicans created slavery. Okay, that's not what history really shows. How many more of us must, how many more of us must die by the bloody hands of Republicans? They even started a civil war to keep slavery. UNICEF reports that Trump, the climate denier, and big oil will kill 40 million at risk. Okay, and they go on to say, Republicans founded the KKK, not true, founded by Democrats, and murdered millions of innocent black men and women and children, not true. Republicans are denying our basic rights and free speech. And by the way, I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat, I'm an independent. Fascist Republicans sit and do nothing while our real president, Hillary, is forced into exile. Is that what democracy looks like? No way. Fascist Republicans must not be allowed to live. Help us stop them. Burn their house, get in their face, tell them they aren't welcome anywhere, use their yard as a trash dump, find out where they work and file a complaint, get them fired, round them up, burn them wherever they sleep, kill their offspring so they can't multiply, save the planet. This is for real, folks. And we... they go on to say, and we have the county sheriffs of Colorado with us. They personally assured Antifa Colorado they will shield everyone from prosecution if they get caught killing Republicans. It's true. The sheriffs will protect us just the same as our brothers and sisters from Mexico. For once the police are on our side, yeah, no arrest, no jail, no fail. Now, I have to tell you, if I was a young 18, 19-year-old troublemaker like I used to be, this is where they might get me. The people's new constitution guarantees everybody paradise and equality for all. Check it out. Free health care for life. Yes. Free education for life. Yes. Free food and solar energy for life. Yes. Guaranteed basic income for life. Yes. Guaranteed job of your choice for life. Yes. Guaranteed housing for life. Yes. No border. Yes. No border, no mall, no wall, no USA at all. And it goes on and on and on. We'll put the link up there and you guys can check it out. But so that's what's going on. And, you know, censorship is rampant. It's unbelievable. And our next guest, as I mentioned before, co-authored a best-selling book called The PH Miracle, still selling like hotcakes. I don't know how long it's been out now. Many, many years. And he's one of the smartest guys I've ever gotten to know. And I met him in person maybe 8 years ago, I think. And ever since then, I religiously drink green juice every day. I try to stay as alkaline as I can and get acidity out of my body and get rid of the inflammation. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Dr. Robert Young. How are you, Doc?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show today.
Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry for that early wake-up call.
No, I was asleep until I heard that.
I mean, but I don't you agree we're headed in the wrong direction?
Well, it's just like Alice in Wonderland when she came to the crossroads of life and the Cheshire Cat showed up and Alice asked the Cheshire Cat, which road should I go? And the Cheshire Cat answered very wisely, well, if you don't know where you want to go, any road will do. And so many people are confused. I mean, the silent majority is just confused. They do not understand some of the things that are going on here. And it's natural to want to trust those who you've put into power. And yet, when you see their actions, not their words, but when you see their actions, you know the truth. It's hard for me to say, you know, and I'm just from listening to what you had to say, it's difficult to believe this is happening in our lifetime. Yeah. And things are coming unraveled. And this is not the solution to the pollution that's going on in people's minds and in our governments and in every place. Yeah. And yes, I've been censored off and on. And I keep trying to figure out ways to keep the message going, but you know, it's difficult when you're trying to share the truth, because you know, we live in a time where good is bad and bad is good. Yeah. And everything is upside down, and the people that are getting away with what they're doing, these are Gadianton robbers. Yeah. I mean, these are thieves, these are Luciferians, these are bad actors. And you can see their works do not express, you know, those that were said many, many, many centuries ago to love God with all your heart, might, mind, and strength. And the second one is to love your neighbor as yourself, not to burn their homes, not to hurt their families, not to take their lives. You know, so that's a Luciferian concept, is that I can have what's yours because I'm entitled. This is an age of entitlement. Right. And it's just shocking to think that people can have what someone else has worked hard for by just stealing it. Right. So the age of Gadianton robbers and Luciferians have been released, and they're in every aspect. How do I know this? Because they've come after me for years. They've done every little dirty little trick they can and told every little misinformation story that they can share to provide disinformation out there so people don't know there is a cure for cancer, there is a cure for diabetes, there is a cure for this phantom virus. In fact, the cure is you just don't buy into it. And the fact that we're talking about a masquerade here, you know, that used to be something that we enjoyed dressing up and for fun, but now it's a forced masquerade to cover our identity, as if we were sheep, you know, putting licenses around our necks and want to impregnate, artificial intelligence. How do you trust? What do you do in this upside down world that we live in at this time?
Let me ask you this, Robert. So, and I've been trying to figure this out since March 15th when all this craziness started. And I've read a number of books now. I've read a number of articles. But what is a virus, in your opinion?
Well, the medical profession, when you're learning about medicine, many of the terms are in Latin. So many of the words are Latin. So virus, virus, is a Latin word which means poison. Okay? And they talk about it in terms that are very abstract. One group of virologists will say it's a non-living fragment of genetic matter. It's non-living. And in order for it to reproduce, it has to infect the cell, to copulate, to become something. And that's one theory. It's never been proven.
Right.
It's just
right.
a theory. It's just a concept that exists on paper.
Right.
The other theory is it's live, that it is active, that it can infect. And so this whole specious doctrine that there is, something that is the prey of life, or, that is preying on us. I mean, nothing is the prey of life,
right.
These entities that are being talked about are being talked about in the abstract and using the gold standard, the scientific gold standard for identifying any microorganism, whether it's bacteria, yeast, or mold, or this religion called virology that you have to exercise your faith to believe in. Even if you listen to some of the experts and you tie them down to specific question, like you just asked me, what is a virus?
Right.
Well, yeah, they're all over the, we're not sure. We believe this is what are you talking about? We're talking about a pandemic here, and we're talking a basic question. Does the virus exist?
Right.
Virus only exists, listen to me carefully, as a concept on a piece of paper. It's never been scientifically proven under the gold standard, which is called Koch's postulate. And Koch's postulate basically have rules, scientific rules that we learned. And those rules is, first you have to anatomically identify what you're looking at.
Right.
Once you've identified it, you've got to isolate it. Once you've isolated it, you've got to culture it. Once you've cultured it, then you've got to infect something like an animal or human or, another organized being to create the same symptoms that appeared in the first specimen. This has never been done with HIV,
right.
HIV and the AIDS. And this is why Professor Luke, and Nobel Prize winner, laureate Luc Montagnier, who received the Nobel Prize for discovering the so-called HIV virus, never did. Never did, but they gave him a Nobel Prize for something he never did. I mean, how would you like to live with that? You received a prize for something you never did.
like Obama's peace prize.
Yeah, I mean, you have to say, well, what's going on here? Well, here again, it promulgates a concept, a theory that you can't prove or disprove because it doesn't exist.
Exactly. Let me ask you this. This is the one I like the best, and it makes the most sense to me, is that our cells become toxic, and then because of that toxicity, a virus is created, or the byproduct of that toxicity, one, we get a fever because the immune system is going to clean out this toxicity in our cells, and it releases what is called an exosome, I believe. And that is being tested. That's why everybody's coming back positive, because we all have this. We've all gone through this. We've all been exposed to these, whatever they are. And we all go through this and we expel or excrete these exosomes. Are you familiar with that? Does that make sense?
Okay. Well, first you're talking about a theory, two theories. One's the germ theory. The other one's the terrain theory. Those are the two basic theories. The germ theory suggests that there is a microorganism, bacteria, yeast, or mold, or virus that attacks the cell and then destroys that cell or poisons that cell. And this is when disease begins. So the word infection or an infectious agent has been born. meaning that something from the outside world has infected your body and compromised that balance, even the immune system. And I'll talk about that in just one second. The other theory is the terrain theory, that germs are born in us and from us, that there's a compromise of the internal environment. And that internal environment, which has a very specific biochemistry, becomes compromised in its, not just pH, but many of the electrolytes, potassium, sodium, calcium, magnesium, become out of balance. Kind of like your swimming pool. When your swimming pool isn't cared for and you don't manage the biochemistry of the swimming pool, all kinds of critters show up. I mean, algaes, you know, mold, yeast, bacteria show up. So, you know, you have to clean the pool. You have to adjust the pH. You have to keep it at an alkaline state. This is true for the ocean. The ocean has a specific pH of 8.3. The human body has a specific pH at 7.365. The cell interior has a specific pH. The fluids around it have a specific pH. When that is compromised in the terrain theory, when it becomes polluted from what we eat, what we drink, what we breathe, what we think, what we feel, what we believe, these contributing factors, even in our environment, so you have environmental toxins like air pollution. One that's very, very prominent in major cities is cyanide poisoning from fracking, from pollution from factories, carbon monoxide. You've got nitrogen oxide. These are in the air. We're breathing them. They compromise our lungs. So this in itself, when we look at the virus, not as a living entity, which is true, we're looking at it as a chemical poisoning, of which 9 million people are diagnosed worldwide with air pollution effects, a chemical poisoning that kills 5 million people a year, far greater than anything that SARS has done. Okay, but here again, that's just one contributing factor. So we have these contributing factors, both environmental or dietary acids or respiratory acids. For example, when you turn your car on, okay, the engine's running, it's using energy, and it produces a waste product. Okay, and that waste product, everybody knows that. It's called carbon monoxide. And the oceans are absorbing that, and it's causing an imbalance in the pH or the chemistry of the ocean. And what we have, and we're evidence of that, is marine death. We're having marine life, and coral calcium just off the Gold Coast of Australia is deteriorating. Why? Because the pH is dropping. We have the forests in Denali that are being destroyed by acid rain. Okay, and we look at this in the macro world and say, look at our cities, they're polluted. And we want to blame that on an invisible virus that doesn't exist. So it's a compromise. So the terrain theory says that when our environment is compromised, that the cells then have to adjust. They have to correct themselves. And what happens is when the pH is dropping, cells, membranes deteriorate, we have genetic mutation, and out of that is born germs. So in the terrain theory, germs are born in us and from us. So let's then go to what is called the exosome. The exosome is a repair protein. So what happens is it comes from the outside as a defensive mechanism that's released by the cell to activate the clotting factors so you don't die by internal bleeding. And it affects the cells on the endothelium, which is a protective lining of our blood vessels, that when it's damaged by acid, chemical acid, so if we drink too much alcohol, if we eat too much meat, we end up with acquiring uric acid. If we exercise too hard, we end up with a metabolite called lactic acid. If the body doesn't get rid of these acids through the four channels of elimination, it starts breaking things down. And if it starts destroying the protective linings of cells or of the vessels, a basement membrane is exposed, which then releases the clotting factors to stop this destruction. And cells have protective ways. It releases glutathione. It's a protective antioxidant. It releases exosomes. Exosomes are not the virus. Exosomes is the solution to chemical pollution.
Right.
It's the solution to radiation poisoning, radiation pollution. And so we live in a very toxic world. And so we're here again, we're in this upside down world where scientists are going along with the narrative that good is bad and bad is good. But when we look at cholesterol, which is released by the liver to neutralize excess acidity, we call cholesterol bad. Mm-hmm. And when we look at the release of white blood cells that are trying to do their job, in the case of high white blood counts, that's a good thing. But the question is not oh, this is bad. High levels of leukocytes, you know, what's going on here? Here again, you have to measure the biochemistry. And what Dr. Galina Migalko and myself have been doing is we've been measuring the largest pool or the largest fluids of the largest organ of the human body, and it's called the interstitium, and the fluids are called the interstitial fluids, and it represents 80%, where the blood only represents 20% of what are called the extracellular fluids. And so when you're measuring everything, you get the true picture. When someone's taking, like say, the Z-Pack, we see the compromise and the toxicity that that pack provides and compromises the biochemistry. But when someone's taking hydroxychloroquine, that actually is an alkalizing agent. When someone's taking zinc, that creates a positive effect and an alkalization and a neutralization of the pollution. Therefore, it becomes a solution. We don't have to talk about, you know, is it, you know, or make a supposition or a theory about this. This is quantifiable, it's measurable, and so we can determine what is good and what is bad. We don't have to flip this thing and say, okay, this is good, when in reality, how do you know that? So when we're looking at viruses, we're looking at nothing, because viruses do not exist. What we're looking at when cells are breaking down are endotoxins, which are genetic fragments of what used to be part of an organized human cell. And yes, it has some DNA or RNA in it, but this is not a virus, this is an endotoxin. It's a byproduct of cellular breakdown due to a compromise of the fluid. Now, how can I understand what I just got through saying in a simple way? The way you understand it is with a metaphor. The metaphor is called the fishbowl metaphor. And this is, it begins with a question. And the question is this: if you had a goldfish, and the goldfish was sick in its aquarium, in its environment, what would you do? Would you treat the fish or would you change the water?
Change the water.
Okay. What would your doctor do?
Treat the fish and make some money.
Yeah, exactly. It would vaccinate the fish. Well, what's the purpose of vaccination when we're already dealing with a pollution, a chemical and radioactive chemical electrical pollution problem? You know, we're not dealing with a bacterium. So using antibiotics to kill a bacteria avoids the whole issue of where the real cause and effect relationship. So if I'm talking to a marine biologist, if I'm talking to a physicist, because they study cause and effect relationships, cause and effect, what is the cause of the pollution? Let's don't make up a Santa Claus, you know, Easter Bunny story and invent some non-existing virus to lend credence to a theory called the germ theory that was introduced by Louis Pasteur, when even on his deathbed to his grandson said, Antoine was right. He was the one that introduced the terrain theory. I was wrong. The germ is nothing. The terrain is everything. The terrain is everything. The ocean where fish live are only as healthy as the cleanliness of that. Our cells are only as healthy as the water that they live in. That water is called interstitial fluid. It can be tested. It can be quantified. Who is doing this? What doctors? Name a clinic that's testing the interstitial fluids in the United States.
Probably none. Maybe
none.
You. Yeah.
None. Okay.
Let me ask you this, Robert. Because in my mind, the one, the pandemic, scamdemic, the pandemic, whatever you want to call it, one, it was to cover up the economic collapse that was happening anyways. And they want to avoid being blamed for that. But more importantly, it looks to me now that it's all leading to this vaccine. So in your opinion, is that accurate? And two, what about the vaccine? And three, what about how fast they're doing it? And what do you predict will be the outcome of this mass distribution of this COVID-19 vaccine?
Oh, so we come back to the original question. What is a virus?
Right.
It's a non-living, non-existing concept that only exists on a piece of paper. So what are we vaccinating against? Nothing.
Right.
So what is the intention? That's the question. Right. What is the intention of vaccination? It's to continue the pollution. It is to literally, because here again, some of the treatments aren't killing enough people.
Right, right.
So we have an explosion of humanoids that are creating more toxicity, and the world population is out of control, and we have people living longer. No longer are they supposed to die in their 60s and 70s. They're living 80s and 90s, and we don't have a system, a social system, to take care of us. So we're warehousing our elderly, and then we're vaccinating our elderly, and therefore the average age of death of this so-called phantom virus is 80 years old.
Right.
Because those are the most vulnerable people that are basically surplus.
Right, right.
You know, they lived their life, now they need to move on. What's the best way to get rid of them? Vaccinate them.
This is a depopulation activity along with a financial opportunity.
Yeah. In other words, it comes back to the Luciferian lie that was started with Cain and Abel, that you can kill your neighbor, that you can kill your brother, take what's theirs. It's a Luciferian concept that you can get gain through murder. You can get gain by taking what someone else's, by taking their life. They didn't earn it. They don't deserve it. They're not entitled. Yet we see this on the streets. We see it in San Diego. We see it in Salt Lake City. We see it in Chicago. We see it in New York. Those who believe they're entitled, you know, and have not earned it, that they're going to take from their brothers. So we deserve free health care. We deserve a free job. We deserve free education. We deserve free cell phones. We deserve this because we are entitled.
Right.
What we are entitled to in America is opportunity.
Right.
Opportunity to learn and to grow. We've all been given opportunity. The question is, are you taking personal responsibility? Are you up to the challenge? Are you doing everything that you can? You know, are you the victim? Now, we are sovereign beings in a sovereign country. This is our body. This is our life. This is our choice. Okay? And it's very easy to point the finger. But when you're pointing the finger, you've got three fingers pointing back at you. Have you noticed that? You point the finger. Yes, it's that person's fault. While three fingers are pointing. So when you look in the mirror and you say, wow, how did I end up with cancer? How did I end up with diabetes? How did I end up with MS? How did I end up with chronic fatigue? You are the author of your disease.
Yeah.
Why am I living in the streets? You are the author of that.
Right.
You know, I work hard. And I do, and I donate my time whenever I can to help others in need, to lift them up. But they have to be willing to help themselves.
Yeah.
Personal
responsibility somehow got lost. And the real entitled people that are causing the biggest problem, in my opinion, are all those congressmen and senators in Washington, D.C. that enable this and support it, really, in my opinion. Let's talk about your expert. Well, before I want to know one thing before we get into your expertise is how we can strengthen our immune system, and we don't have to worry about these, take care of our environment. We don't have to worry about the disease, but I want to know about the testing. Number one, why do they have to stick this swab way up your nose? Two, what are they really testing for? Because they haven't identified the virus. It's not like they can find the virus in my body. So they're testing for what? And like in Florida the other day, they came back like, you know, 20% positives, where the PGA golf tour, they've tested 6,000 and only 21 have come positive. So what's up with the testing? It looks fraudulent as all get out to me. What's your opinion?
Well, there's three different tests. There's testing antibody. Antibody is a protein that's created to neutralize a chemical waste. Okay, so it's white blood cells, particularly lymphocytes, release compounds or chemicals. They're called radicals, and they're released as a neutralizing dose to mediate an acid, a toxin, so it doesn't compromise the delicate pH balance of the fluids, particularly the interstitial fluids. So immunity does not start with white blood cells. This is where most people think, well, I've got to build my immunity. Anything that activates or increases antibodies is poison. You see, because the antibody is the thesis against the poison. It's the remedy. It's the solution to neutralize that poison. So when someone says, well, I took this and it raised my antibodies, I said, stop doing that. All you're doing is poisoning yourself. That's the only thing you prove. So when you're doing an antibody test, you don't prove anything specific as it relates to what was the causative factor. So the cause and effect relationship is very vague. It's uncertain. What was the cause of creasing? Was it the Z-Pak that you just took? Was it the fact that you just loaded up with vitamin C, which is a citric acid, which the body has to then neutralize because vitamin C is a toxin. It's a waste product, a cellular breakdown. But everybody says, well, it's good for colds. Wait a minute. A cold is not a disease, it's a symptom. The symptom is the body trying to force, eliminate, or expose waste products, waste, metabolic waste. What would happen if, when you're back to this car thing, if you put a mask over the exhaust pipe of your, or put a sock in your exhaust pipe of your car? You know about cars.
Clogged up.
What would happen if you put a mask over the exhaust?
Not going to run.
Okay, guess what? If you put a mask over you, you're not going to run. Okay, all you're doing is creating more toxicity by not allowing the body to exhale and to expel. If you're not exercising, you're not expelling waste products through the pores of the skin. Sweat is interstitial fluid. Urine is interstitial fluid. In there, you can measure the pH. You can measure the biochemistry. So true immunity is not with the white blood cells. True immunity is managing and maintaining the delicate pH balance of the interstitial fluids of the interstitium. It's maintaining. And how can you test that inexpensively? Do your own test. Get some pH hydrant paper. Test the urine. If it tests below 7.2, you're at risk. You're in an acidic state. If it's ideally between 7.8 to 8.4, then this is the way you do it. And the way you protect yourself is by using compounds that the stomach and other organs are creating, like the pancreas is secreting sodium bicarbonate. The salivary glands are secreting sodium bicarbonate. The stomach is the author and the manufacturer and the creator of sodium bicarbonate. And so it releases that to maintain the delicate pH balance of the blood and the interstitial fluids. Why? That's where true immunity is protecting the environment, protecting the terrain, protecting your turf, so that those that need to thrive, your cells, your red blood cells, your body cells thrive in an environment. You know, this was proven many, many years ago by Alex Carrel. What did he do? He took a heart of a chicken cells, and kept them alive for 20 years. How did he do that? By changing the fluids and cleaning up the environment, putting alkalinity back into there, he was able to show, and he received a Nobel Prize for this, for keeping the human cell alive indefinitely. You know, death is a choice. And if we just abandon and dismantle this germ theory and protect where true immunity begins in the fluids of our body and manage and maintain that delicate pH balance, and realize that all functions of the human body, just like our car, you know, if exhaust is coming out, the car runs. If we change the filter, if we change the oil filter, the air filter, if we put in new spark plugs once in a while, here again, if we do maintenance on this, but if we're testing the urine every morning and our pH is below 7.2, we're in decompensated acidosis of the interstitial fluids. So immunity is protected by supporting the white blood cells, by focusing not on the white blood cells, because they're like not soldiers, they're like sanitation engineers. They go around and pick up the garbage we generate, okay? They pick up cell fragments, they pick up pleomorphic bacteria that's coming from the breakdown of the cells. They release nascent oxygen to neutralize acidity. But you can put this in your water. You can start drinking alkaline water. You can start drinking it at a pH of 10, which has these electrons that will neutralize acids and keep your fluids clean. This is the cure. This is the way you approach this when you understand the biology, when you understand this new biology, this new way of living, this new way of eating, this new way of thinking. And it's contained in a very simple to read book called The pH Miracle, which has sold over 10 million books. It's in 29 different languages worldwide, and it's still very, very, very popular.
Wow. And you know, that's one of my favorite health books of all time. And of course, I got to meet you. And as a result of meeting you, I now sit in an infrared sauna. I now drink high pH water. I now drink green juice, celery juice. So talk a little bit, you know, because here's the thing. If I'm programmed to be watching this TV my whole life, and I tend to watch MSNBC or CNN, I'm going to be scared to death. And I'm walking around with this mess. And it seems to me like 80% of the people in this country are scared to death of this virus, which you stated is just a theory, doesn't really exist. And the real thing that's going to kill us is the vaccine. And I think we kind of lost the mass battle, because I can't get on an airplane without one. I can't go to Sprouts without one. But this vaccination, I think, is the next battle. If we lose this one, a lot of people are going to lose their lives. So what can we do to really strengthen, detach from, I'm trying to get off everything to get total freedom, especially with my diet, my physical health. So what can we do to strengthen our immune system? What's the most powerful thing we can do, in your opinion?
Well, the most powerful thing you can do is monitor and maintain the alkaline pH of the internal fluids of the body to protect the environment, because cell membranes break down because of increased acidity. So yes, you have to look at the food you're eating. You have to eliminate acid-producing foods that pollute, you know, and compromise these fluids that surround every cell. And here again, the blood is going to continue to purify to maintain its integrity. So the blood will push that out into the interstitium. So exercise becomes a very important part to open up the pores of the skin. Infrared sauna activates interstitial fluid flow and opens up the pores of the skin so that you can sweat, you know, eliminating acidic contributing factors. So yes, air pollution, you know, and getting away from that means, yes, leaving the big cities. People pollution, light air pollution, light pollution, radioactive pollution, electromagnetic fields are higher in and more dense in large cities. So it's not just 5G at oscillating frequencies at 60 gigahertz. It's 4G, it's 3G, it's 2G. These electrical and magnetic fields, even when you get on an airplane, produce over 150 milligauss of radiation pollution that literally makes you feel, when you get off, like, wow, I am just totally exhausted. I'm fatigued. Why are my feet swollen? Why do I have bags under my eyes? You know, why do I feel lightheaded and dizzy? The reason why is because you were just in a capsule of electromagnetic pollution and you felt that. And being stationary for, you know, international flights, it doesn't matter whether you're in first class or in coach. Everybody gets off that plane less than what they were when they came in. So protecting yourself is the first thing you can do, is change the water you're drinking. Start drinking electron-rich alkaline water at a pH of 10 with a negative charge of around 350 to 450 millivolts. It's not enough to buy bottled water. You have to purify your own water. You have to ionize your own water. You have to alkalize your own water. You can't do that by yourself. You know, and there's apparatuses to do this. There are machines that will do this, ones that I've created, like the Watermark. And you can learn about the Watermark ionizer, which is a non-electric ionizer, or there are electric ionizers. You can learn about those at phmiracleproducts.com. And you can get one of these machines and be in control of the quality and the quantity of the water that you're drinking. But that's the single most important thing that someone can do. The other thing is start taking compounds that contain sodium and potassium bicarbonate, and eliminate all nutritional supplements that contain enzymes, probiotics, and include acids such as hydrochloric acid. Excuse me. You have to eliminate the contributing factors, both in your petrochemical drugs and in your nutraceutical drugs, because they all contain toxic, like magnesium stearate, preservatives, citric acid. You know, they use it as a preservative. Sugars like glycerin. These are not ingredients that should be contained in any nutritional supplement. And this is the problem. People aren't reading the labels. You need to start reading the labels and watch what you're eating. Limit the amount of protein that you're taking in. Go on a low carbohydrate diet, which means low sugar diet. Start eating more healthy fats in your diet, from flax, from borage, from black seed. These are the sources that help to build the membranes that make up stem cells. When you do this, you start building healthy stem cells and healthy blood, because it's the blood. Muhammad said this, don't you understand that you were made out of one drop of blood? As soon as a sperm fertilizes an egg, one drop of blood is formed. And out of that blood, all other body cells are formed. We were formed out of one drop of blood. And that genetic matter does not control your destiny. Genes do not determine who you are and what you can become. It's what the opportunity of what you can change, what you can produce, what you know, your limitations are only limited based upon what you're thinking, but everything is possible. So your destiny is controlled by managing and maintaining the delicate pH balance of the internal fluids of the body. All things are possible. Anything that's thinkable is possible. Opportunity is here, and it's being taken away from us. Rather than our body, our life, our choice, it's now their body, their life, and their choice. They're taking our sovereign rights away from us. We have to take that back. We have to stand up. We have to take off our masks so our voices can be heard. This is a metaphor. Wearing the mask is a metaphor that I am not willing to stand up and speak.
Right.
I have been muzzled. Yeah. No different from the scientific muzzling of putting a sock in an exhaust pipe, shutting you down. We have been shut down as a nation. We have been muzzled.
Yeah.
And globally, they've been able to do it globally. That's mind blowing to me.
That's because the bad actors are all in this together.
Right. Yeah.
It's like what happened to me. If you don't testify against Dr. Young, you are going to jail.
Right.
You will die.
Yep. Heck, they're doing that to General Flynn.
If you do that, we'll pay you $100,000.
Yeah.
We'll pay you money. We'll give you what you want. But you have to be on our side, because we're taking this world down.
So what can we do? I mean, there's an election coming up. I think it's vitally important, but really what can we do?
We have to vote. We have to vote our conscience, whatever that is. We have to vote against party lines. Don't vote for Republican. Don't vote Democrat. Don't vote independent. Vote for the right. Vote for the truth.
Yeah.
Vote for what's real. Vote for actions, not words. Yeah. Vote for someone who is actually doing something and making a difference.
Yeah.
Not, I'm going to do this. We've heard this from our leaders forever. We're going to do this for you. You're going to do no more free lunch.
Jesus. Yeah.
Provide the opportunity. Provide the jobs. Give me a shovel and I'll begin digging.
Yeah.
Show me, show me where the work is and I'll be there.
Yeah.
I will run into the storm. Not be afraid of it. Because if you take 20 people that are muzzled with a mask, that are social distancing, that are living in fear, that's what's going to kill you.
Right.
Not some concept or phantom virus, invisible. This is a story. This is a friggin' story. There is no scientific evidence. No one has ever proved the existence of a single virus. When they came out with every year, they come out with 1 to 2 years a new virus. When you look at Zika virus, what was causing the symptoms of paralysis? What was causing birth defects? It was a chemical called glyphosate. Mm. It's in our foods. They've been trying to poison us for years. They're trying to reduce what is in the vaccine. Gonadotropins. It's a sterilization drug to stop the proliferation of the population, to stop your right to duplicate, to reproduce. This is in the vaccines.
Wow.
There's no such thing as a healthy vaccine. They contain aluminum oxide. What is aluminum oxide doing in a vaccine? Only to act as an electromagnetic sink to attract more radiation to you.
Yeah. What about these vaccines and autism?
The same problem. Formaldehyde, thimerosal, you know, aluminum oxide, you know, GMO, you know, genetic fragments of RNA and DNA from animal and human sources. This is witchcraft. Mm. This is sorcery. And we've traded all this, you know, and made it sound scientific by coming up with a doctrine called the germ theory. Folks, germs don't cause disease. Get over it. Germs are the symptoms of cellular breakdown due to a polluted environment, external environments. I know you think, well, what about cowpox? No, it's internal filth. Hmm. You know, Pasteur didn't prove anything. I've read his notes. Jenner produced nothing. The author of vaccinations and inoculations, he killed his own son by inoculating him at 19. He killed him. He's dead at 21. There was no immunity provided. You don't provide any immunity by vaccinating. You don't protect yourself. You hurt yourself. Wake up.
What do you make of, this is where I, you know, Trump loses me with his Operation Warp Speed. He's already purchased 150 million needles. I mean, what are you going to do when you either get vaccinated or you can't leave your house? What do you do then?
Well, I don't know Trump's mind as it relates to that. He is stupid as a fox.
Yeah. Okay. Let's hope. Okay. I'm hoping.
Yeah. So what his intention is and what he's saying and what he actually does, watch what he does, not what he says. This is all a smokescreen.
Yeah.
This is for the ears, for whoever needs to hear what they need to hear. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Okay. I sure hope you're right. You know, I go up and down on that, and I really believe that he's, you know, what we think he is, but time will tell. But so what happens though, if you can't, it's either get vaccinated or leave your home, what would you do?
My body is my home.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. I mean, am I going to trade the things of the physical world? I've been arrested 3 times for speaking, for telling the truth.
Right.
Okay. Am I going to give up my house for that? Absolutely not. If I don't take care of my body, where in the hell am I going to live?
Right. 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 Good point. All right. Listen, Robert, first of all, I love talking to you. You have the unique ability to take these complex issues and present them in a way that a simple mind like mine can really grasp it, understand it. You've motivated me with my own health for a long period of time now, especially through your book, The PH Mirror. But what else are you doing? We only got about a minute left. If people want to know more about your work, where can they find you if they want to buy your products and whatever else you're doing? Let us know.
Well, you know, I'm doing a lot of things virtually. So, that makes it, I can help people. So I am doing consultations worldwide.
And then if I want to do a consult, where would I go? To your website?
You just go to drrobertyoung.com and sign up for a consultation. It's very simple.
Okay,
you know, perfect. So, and you, if you want information, I'm not asking for money or a donation.
Yeah.
You know, I'm asking you to consider this science, because I believe it will improve the quality and quantity of your life. And how do I know that? Because it works.
Yeah. Well, over 10 million copies of The PH Miracle speaks for itself. I just looked the other day on Amazon. You know, I think it was almost 1,000 reviews, 4.5 star. It's a great book, folks. Dr. Young is a great man. Yeah. He has a big heart. He's so intelligent. And I hope you'll come on maybe monthly and share what's going on. Would you do that for our audience?
I will. And if you're looking for my books, here's one of my latest books, The PH Miracle for Cancer.
I've read it.
And number one on Amazon. I'm number one on Amazon in biochemistry.
Yeah.
Because that's my degree in biochemistry.
Yeah. Right.
It's on chlorine dioxide and sodium chloride. And you can look that up, but it's a compound that will change and save and protect you. You're looking for something that will not destroy the human body but protect the environment. It's a salt-based product, and that's what will do it. But yet, to find more about it, just go to phmiracleproducts.com.
There you go, folks. phmiracleproducts.com, or go to Amazon, get the book PH Miracle to Beat Cancer or For Cancer. Dr. Young, thank you so much for coming on. Folks, I got a big golf tournament I'm heading off to right now, but we'll be back Monday at 5 p.m. live. And if you like the show, please share it with your friends. And we're going to have an 800 number. You can call in and start asking questions next week. Until then, have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Get Real with Mike Murphy. We all need to wake up before it's too late. Learn to question everything, open your mind, and own your power. For more information on Mike and his work, visit MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.